And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 178. Hello, it is me, Silas Lindenstein, your host, to welcome to the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle. Probably. It's just me right now. I'm going to be joined by a couple of guests in a minute for the episode, for the interview, from a new movie out, In the Company of Women. Right now available on Amazon Prime, Khalil Silver and Shoghi Silver will be joining me. I did an interview with them a few days ago. And so now here I am doing the intro. Samantha was out on assignment, as we say. So it was just, I got to sit down with the two of them and have a chat, sit down via Zoom, and they answered seven questions. They are two brothers. Khalil was the director of the film In the Company of Women, and Shoghi was the writer and one of the stars of the film. And I'll tell you about that. It's here's the description I found on, I think it's IMDb. Sexting, ghosting, catfishing. Peter Boyle finds himself newly single and lost in this modern age of hookup culture and online romance. Peter hires a charismatic wingman to guide him through the battlefield of the dating world to find true, old-fashioned, real love in a single night. Peter is soon in over his head and must answer the age-old question, do you still believe in love? That was a beautiful reading, wasn't it? It's a comedy drama romance. Essentially, Peter here, this character, this older guy, he hires a male escort, but not for funny business, to learn about love. Because if you're going to learn about love, where do you go? To an escort, because they would know. So, funniness there, right? And one of the reasons I watched the film to begin with, because it's a direct-to-video on-demand one, so you may not have heard of it otherwise. Maybe you've seen some publicity about it. But it's actually shot here in Seattle. Shot and set in Seattle, which is really nice and really rare. And I like to support anything that does that. So instead of just normal review, I was able to like get an actual interview with the people. So I want you to check this film out. Check out Seattle, the city. I love what's going on this. I think you can you enjoy the film. This is a film that you can talk about after with your spouse. It's very very verbal. The film. I am as somebody who is a theater person, I really am drawn to plays and movies that language is at the forefront, and that's one of the things that this film does. It's one of my top points of the film is its ability to use words and to convey the message instead of just the visuals. I know visual, it's film, so there's gonna be there, but hey, I can be picky. I can have what I want. I want my cake and to eat it too. Okay. So I like words. I like lots and lots of words. And this film has words. So it's a 1-hour and 36-minute film. It says it came out this year. I think they actually shot it a couple of years ago because of something else I had read on it, but I'm not sure. Also be careful if you type in Google In the Company of Women. There's a lot of other books and stuff that has nothing to do with this film. Let me tell you. So, just make sure you put the film In the Company of Women and put like Khalil Silver or Shoghi Silver. And so everything you want to see actually shows up. So I discussed that film with them. They do the seven questions. Oh, I almost said 20. Seven questions each. That's 14. So 14 answers, seven questions. But it's good. Some good answers. And I had a really good time with them. I don't usually do this short format of 20 minutes, but we did it with them and it's great. Listen to that. And of course, thank you so much for listening. Folks, you may be asking, well, what happened to Samantha? Where is she? Why isn't she available? Like, hey, so everyone knows, listen to the show. Samantha had a baby. Then she jumped back to the show really quick. Babyhood is really difficult and challenging, as you should know, all of you. So, Samantha may be popping in and out for a while. They got to get a routine down, got to get things going in the house, right? So she'll pop in here and there, probably not every week for a while. till that routine set in place. And then, yeah, it was easier for me to have a kid, the third kid. When I was in the third kid, I was still doing the podcast. But I had it down then, right? Two kids in between. No, one kid. One was older when I first started. But Willow, yeah, it was hard to do. I didn't do much of any. That was part of the absence of Black and a Half was those Willow years. So luckily, here I am, and I got a studio, and it's great. Yeah, so she'll be back. Don't worry. I know you'll miss her. She's a fun part of the show. But no, she'll be back. I'll try to get some guests on. I have some other topics I want to talk about. But I'm actually got a couple of these good film interviews lined up with some people. You'll listen next week. I'll have another interview out from a film I just saw. It's going to be great. Expanding our horizons here, Black and a Half. We'll be changing some of the formats of how I've been doing things. But still that you'll still have me. You'll still have my funny guests. You'll still have my entertaining guest hosts. And so it'll still be there. We're rocking it for 2021, and we'll rock it in 2022. And then forever, we'll never go away. Yeah. Okay. But hey, big shout out to our Patreon members for supporting the show. You too could become a Patreon member if you want to, for as little as $1 a month. You can go to patreon.com/blackandahalf and join the League of Extraordinary Listeners for as little as $1 a month. Just $1. That's all it takes. Or you can up that. I think it's to $5. I think it's $5 to become an Inner Circle member. Inner Circle members. Yo, that's a, Inner Circle member, that's just $5 a month, like Tara Widener, Stephen Ward, Keith Nagel. Become one of them, and you got it. You're set, okay? You could just go to Facebook, go to Instagram, not Instagram, go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Apple Podcasts and rate us 5-star or higher. Leave a comment. There, you know, I'm thrown off. It really helps us, by the way. My Facebook's gone. Black and a Half's Facebook page is gone because it was connected to me, and I got booted off Facebook because somebody hacked into my account and did a bunch of stuff, apparently. And that's not just me saying I was drunk and I tweeted something wrong. No, they went in, they got into my accounts and charged my Facebook ad revenues. Things like for ads and videos they were putting up, and they changed my identity so I couldn't log in. I guess so it's possibly permanently disabled, but all my attached pages, all my attached groups to me are gone. So Black and a Half has no Facebook page right now. I will get one back. I'm waiting to see if it's permanently erased after so long, I guess. I'm still trying to fight it, see if I can get it back. I will have to make a new Facebook page. The Instagram page still does exist because it was set up under a different email. So you can go to our Instagram page, Black and a Half Podcast, and like there, and a Twitter account. So you can follow us on those. I'm going to start using those a lot more and not rely on Facebook because it did me dirty. And you don't do dirty to Silas. Okay. Don't do me dirty. Do that, and then, it's a shame. It's caused a lot of...
Recording in progress.
Hear that? Recording in progress. It's been a harrowing adventure, but I'm going to make it to the other side. Guys, I'll do it. But, also, if you want to support the podcast, please, by supporting... Another way to support the podcast is you can listen to my other podcast, which is really weird. You're like, how do I support you by... listening to a different show? Shouldn't I listen to this show, which you just said to listen to? Yeah, it's very odd, but you can. As you know, my day job, real estate agent, and I have a podcast called You're Buying a Home with Silas Sindenstein, where I educate and empower home buyers across the nation on the best way to buy a house. And also on there, I connect you with agents all over the country, and they give me a nominal fee, not the people calling. The agents will like give me a little money for connecting you with them. And then you buy a house. So yeah. And also they want to make sure I'm happy. So it's like in two agents in one, because they want to make you happy. So they me happy. So they make you happy. Okay. You happy? Or if you live in the Seattle area, you can also use me as an agent. I've had that happen a couple times here, and that's wonderful. So yeah. It's like having the podcast in your car or in your home driving you around, and then you get to talk about this stuff instead of boring things. This show is brought to you by You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, real estate agent with Boutique Brokerage in Seattle, Washington area. But that is about that podcast, and this is this one. So I would like you to right now sit back, relax, open your heart, and open your ear holes, and listen to Black and a Half, episode number 178, In the Company of Women, with Khalil and Shoghi Silver.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
You can swear if you want to swear. You can swear the whole time. I don't care. There's no rules. This is a no holds barred interview. Okay?
I like that shit.
This is in case you don't know. This is Black and a Half, the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably.
I got you. Okay. I like your Silas. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
Your film review. You got to do more of those, brother. I like those.
Yeah, well, I'm doing more. That's what I like. That's what I've been trying for so long, to get into the Film Critics Society, and now I'm here, and I'm on press. I'm impressed now. So
we got a film coming up, okay?
Yeah.
And in about 8 weeks or so.
Did you know I'm an actor too? Did you know I'm an actor?
Oh. You better get in our movie, man.
Okay. If you need an ambiguous guy, you know, someone ethnically ambiguous, not very attractive, I'm your guy. Okay.
It's already done.
Okay.
Well, you left out delightfully ambiguous, with a ton of personality. I would love to collaborate with you.
You're in it now. You can't back out.
Okay. Hey, I won't.
You're going to call from a man named Stephen Kyle. He's going to put you right in.
Okay. Okay. I like it. Okay. So, In the Company of Women, directed by Khalil Silver and Shoghi Silver. Well, Shoghi Silver, you were starting it, and story, or did you write it as well?
I wrote it.
You did write it. Okay. In the IMDb, it said like story. And I'm like, oh, I thought I said read writer elsewhere. Yeah. Awesome.
Never can tell the IMDb.
Man, I got to see this film. I was excited because I live in Seattle. So I wanted, and I heard it was shot in Seattle.
Yeah.
Are you from here originally?
No, we're from San Gabriel Valley, Los Angeles County.
Okay.
California.
Okay.
But I spent a lot of time in Seattle.
Okay.
And I used to live here split time, and I love Seattle.
Okay.
So
it's a great place.
Anytime, you know, a story we can bend it to try to fit it here.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle.
That's awesome. We appreciate it. We need
more. I love Seattle.
It's been a while since I've watched a movie, and I got to I had to rewind to watch the acting because I was so excited to see a place that I had been to. I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's what we got. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm watching the story, not the location. All right.
That was fun when you see that, right?
Yeah.
And while, again, you know, historically, we're from Los Angeles, but I would say that the Northwest has become my adopted home. I love it. So I'm going to claim the Emerald City.
Okay. Now, Shoghi, is this film, is it is this semi-autobiographical, or that word? Is it? Is this based on your experiences?
There are some bits and pieces, I'll say, that that crept in there from my own experiences.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah, I would always accept a hug from you, Silas. Okay,
because, wow, I was like, well, this guy, person's been through a lot.
Yeah. You know, I think that it might have been a little dramatized, you know, the biographical aspect of it.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't need a hug, but I would always accept one from you.
Okay. It's funny. I love the descriptions online about the show, what going to IMDb or different sources. One of the genres that actually put it as an adventure, and I was like, "Oh, oh really? I missed the pirate ship. I don't know, but it was cool." So what made you? Okay, are you two related? I'm guessing
we're brothers. Yes,
brothers. Okay, brothers. Well, is this what made this like a film you two wanted to collaborate on? What was it? What was it about it that you said, okay, I wrote this and Khalil, you gotta do this. What was it that drew this, made this story have to happen for you two?
So we have collaborated on films, all the way from the very beginning. So, you know, you might come across some home videos from the mid-90s, you know,
nice.
Or you have some young men fighting over some chocolate chip cookies. You know, so it's a long tradition for us. Of collaborating on films. So there's that. I mean, you know, so my brother is going to be the first person that I think of, you know, when I'm getting ready to make a movie, something that I want to bring into existence. But for this film in particular, we've always loved just character driven films, you know, and films that have this sort of texture of this kind of battle of wits, this kind of back and forth kind of thing, you know. And so that is in particular why I felt that Khalil was going to be, you know, the one that had to help me bring this into existence.
Were you a playwright at one point?
Never officially.
Okay.
I never had my credentials.
Because there's there were points in the movie that I was like, I feel like a playwright wrote this, because so many movies now don't let dialogue happen, I feel like, and you really let dialogue happen in the film. And like, I really appreciated that. So many are just like, you know, there's constantly action moving through the film of, you know, I mean, I know this wasn't really an adventure. There was no car chases and such, but like sometimes you let the camera sit there and let the actors and the words be that the thing to watch, and not just distraction of camera work or that kind of thing.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The car chases are in the director's cut.
Okay. Okay. Good.
It's an alternate version of the film. Yeah. No, I mean, you really touched on it. So I'm a nerd at heart. And so, you know, I love plays. I do love really dialogue heavy films when the dialogue makes sense, you know, when it's just a bunch of talking, obviously it gets boring, but when you're really exploring character and moving the story forward in that way, I'm always drawn to that. And I do tend to have that come out in my own work.
Okay. Well, Khalil, what, I mean, being a director, I know I've directed two short films. So pretty much we've done the same
thing. That's right. I'm back in these too. I heard of them.
Both 48 hours. I don't like to work over. I don't direct if it's like a 72 hour. I'm just 48 hours. Oh,
you don't need the extra 24 hours.
No, that's just extra.
That's smart.
What is your favorite? What drew you to want to spend so much time that I know a director spends after, you know, after production, before production? What made you want to spend so much time on this film besides I got to do this for my brother? Like what drew you to the film?
Yeah, I mean, that's observant, very observant of you. I think, you know, emotionally, you know, I was in a situation that was with some years and it had ended, right?
Okay.
And in a way that it was just this, it was heavy, right? And I was holding on to this. And so every now and then a project comes along that sort of hits on every level, and where you can really connect with it emotionally, and I that's what happened. So as soon as I read the script, it was just, you know, I just said, you know, when are we gonna, let's figure out when to shoot it, you know what I mean? It was one of those things where typically we'll talk about you know, a film and whether or not we should jump into it and where it fits in the body of what we are trying to do. And it was, you know, it allowed me to work through what I was going through sort of on the screen. Right.
Yeah.
So it helped me to remove myself from it in a way and kind of put it out here and work through it at a distance. I don't think that's something that you normally get to do when something you're dealing with is heavy. I got to work on it out here.
Yeah.
Work through it here. And that made it easier to go through. And I think that's why I connected with it the way I did.
So you need the hug, really?
Yeah. I had to.
But I'm next, Silas.
Okay. Passing him out on set, you know, the hug fest.
Oh. Well, for folks who haven't seen the film, it's a fun film. I mean, this isn't a downer or anything.
No. It's fun. It's.
Yeah. Don't make people think they're going to get all sad, Cyrus.
No. You know, it's hard. I have this no spoiler rule because I get so mad about spoilers. When I was doing stand up, I had a whole bit about spoilers and how much I hated them. So that's the hard thing as a movie critic. Yeah. I mean, it's good that I don't give anything away, but like, I just have to. I feel like I'm always talking in code because I don't want to give it away.
You want to give the surprise? I'm with you.
This guy
got me one year. He there was a big film. I'm not gonna say what it was. Morgan Freeman was in it, and he was angry with me, and he dropped
an anger spoiler.
Yeah,
he dropped.
That's cold, man.
And I couldn't.
I feel kind of bad about it now, but I knew that would get him where it hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Ah, great. Hey, so this is a short format of what I normally do. Normally, I have a sit down for people within, you know, an hour because they usually know me. So strangers, you don't want to jump on their podcast for an hour. I understand that. But the first time people come on the show, I have 7 questions that I like to ask them. It's the Black and a Half world famous 7 questions. Let's and that's go. When the special effect comes in. One day when I go to Fiverr. Okay. Fiverr. Hey, so I don't normally have 2 people on, so I'm going to have to bounce back and forth between you two, right, for this.
Let's do it.
So here it is. 7 questions. Okay, first we'll start off with Shogi for these, okay? And then Khalil answer right after. So number 1, what are you most nerdy about?
So I'm almost a nerd across the board, Silas. So okay. I'll put that out there. Okay. But I'm particularly nerdy about history.
History?
I actually love history, yeah.
Nice. Any particular era?
World War II.
World War II? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Give me a good World War II book or movie and I'll be occupied for the afternoon.
People think that I'm a World War II nut sometimes because they come into my house and they see a picture of like a fighter jet. And they see another one like troops.
Yes.
And then they stare at a second and realize there's a TIE fighter in the middle of this. This guy's artwork that I did, this photo work that this guy did. So it's actually, we're actually Star Wars posters, but they look like they're World War II posters. And
that's
wonderful. Yeah. So I got you. Shogi. All right, Khalil, same question. What are you most nerdy about?
Any film history and then, anything sort of like cinema, like film equipment, the new equipment that I can geek out on that and just read and research for, you know, days on that stuff.
Like the new Red camera coming out. You just
go all
through
of
that. Wow.
That's all awesome. Of them, lenses, everything. I mean, vintage lenses. I love lenses from like the 1970s, 1980s. And so I'll go hunting for these vintage lenses and try to capture them. And so researching those, that glass has a certain personality that you don't find in these today's lenses and stuff. So that kind of stuff, that's it.
Awesome. Okay, number 2, what's something that you love to eat? Shogi.
You ever been to Cafe Ladro? You know, those butter horns they have there?
What is it?
Butterhorn.
Butterhorn.
Yeah.
No.
Like 4 or 5 inch long, little pastries, buttery and sweet. Oh, they're amazing. Odd,
bro.
Yeah. Almonds. I think they have almonds in them.
Okay.
I ate 2 pounds of Butterhorn. I would do it again.
No regret.
In lieu of payment.
That's right.
We're going to do some butter horns. Some butter horns. That's awesome. I'm going to go try one. I'll try one. I can go there. Khalil.
You know, my Chinese heritage, dim sum, you know, you'll find us, you know, probably 2-3 times a month, you know, every weekend, maybe eating dim sum, you know.
How do you handle the pressure? When I go to dim sum restaurant, they come up to me and they try to shove food in my face.
It's hard to say.
Okay, yeah, I'll eat it. And I'm like, this is.
You just got to do it. You know?
Just tell them, move on. Go away from me.
It's easier when you don't resist. You know what I mean?
Just take it. Just take whatever. Just pile it on.
Yeah.
Just okay. No, I love dim sum. First time I ever had chicken feet because of dim sum.
No,
yeah.
No. You got right to it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll go for it. You don't get a body like this by saying no to experimenting with foods. All right.
Go with it.
Okay. Shogi, number three, what's something that you love to drink?
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Chocolate milk.
Oh.
Oh, he's a fiend for chocolate milk.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
In the city.
It's the Northwest.
Is there
right?
A brand?
Yeah, so Central Market.
A brand?
Central Market has this Jersey Cow chocolate milk. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put in a plug. So it's Smith Farms.
You and my wife could like chat about your favorite milks.
Yeah.
Like she's a milk connoisseur. She's like, no, this is quality milk.
That's hilarious. Okay. I'm trying to learn some milk.
Goes on my cereal. All right. Awesome. Khalil, what's something you love to drink?
You know, I lived for a while with our other brother, and he's JB, and he's like a health, like, you know, he's all about health. And so he had this tart cherry juice, and he said it was good for you. And it was, I didn't like that, but there was nothing else to drink. So I drank it up. And now what I like, and I acquired a taste for it. So I take that and I put a little bit of sparkling water in it. Okay. It's not exciting. But it's, you know, it's a regular. And I trick myself into thinking it's good for me, too. So, you know, I drink all I want.
It's, you know, bubbles are good for you, I think.
Yeah. I still find it disgusting. You don't have to be nice. It's gross. I've tried it.
Okay. Oh, number four. Shogi, what kind of music do you love?
Ah, okay. I got a pretty eclectic taste, I think, honestly, from jazz and classical up to, you know, the top 40s. But, you know, a lot of Taylor Swift. I'm not lying. A lot of Swift fans, especially in the gym. Yeah.
You're like, shake it off.
That's right.
I like the idea, though, that you're hiding it, like you're listening to it. And you just take off the you just go, yeah. Motherfucker.
That's right.
We're just going to shake it off, right?
Yeah, I'm secure enough for this. That's right.
All right, Khalil.
Oh, man. Good question. So I absolutely love Otis Redding. I love Nina Simone. Mm. And believe it or not, I love me some James Taylor. So depending on my mood, you know what I mean? I'll mix it up, you know, and I'll have a pretty mean Oscar Peterson. I have a mean playlist going. But really, my favorite is Coltrane.
Coltrane, all right.
Anything Coltrane, and I'm good. Hey, Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, anything they did together, I got that on rotation. And James Taylor.
And James.
Double check.
You like the R&B, the old R&B sounds.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Fantastic.
It's good stuff.
Okay, number five. Shogi, what do you love to create?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good question. It's going to be kind of a cop-out answer, but movies. I mean, I love to create stories.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Khalil?
That was a cop-out answer he did. Yeah. memories, like this year. You know, I've been waiting all week for this. So, you know.
Memories. Like okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. Shogi, what's a game you love to play?
Ah, you're right. Connect Four.
Connect Four. Okay.
Connect Four.
Really?
you know, people think it's a child's game. There's a lot of
My kids are playing in the other room. Like,
you're playing? Okay, yeah.
The kids are. They're in there. It's great. Well, they lost all the red pieces, so it's a little boring now. But
it's kind of hard to figure out
who's won. Nobody.
Just connect everything.
Nobody can win, honey. And that's a lesson for life. Okay.
Yes. It's hilarious. But play it as an adult with another adult, right? Staring down an opponent. It's amazing.
Do you do the big ones? Like the yard size?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never tried. I've never seen one.
And full contact.
In person. Full contact. Connect four. I like it. Now I feel like you're messing with me. Now I feel like... Khalil, what's a game you love to play?
Oh, man, I'm old school with my games. I got an old Nintendo. I love some Tetris. Okay. And I got a little PlayStation with an old Pac-Man on there.
Okay.
Keep it simple. I don't like to mix it up. You know what I mean? I like to keep it easy. Take it easy.
Would you buy one of those consoles that are just Pac-Man?
Would you do or I would accept one as a Christmas gift.
As a Christmas
gift for me.
I gotta hide now. Okay. Last question. Last question. Shogi, in 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question. I would like to have made just some lasting impact. You know, I would like to have something that people remember me by. You know, if it's like some sort of maneuver or idea or like concept, right? I mean, just somebody says, "Hey, move the shogi from over there to over here," right? I mean, just some sort of small piece of furniture,
yeah,
or some sort of idea, some concept that I'm attached to that people think of when they think of me when they think of that thing. That would be amazing.
And Khalil,
100 years.
In 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
Are you trying to say I'll be gone in 100 years?
Are you just in case?
You said I won't be around
in 100.
This is a good question. You know, I think everybody wants to leave a body of work, some kind of legacy. And I think, you know, everybody hopefully probably wants to, you know, leave the world a little better than how they found it. And I think that, and also just that, you know, I care that I did more for others than I did for myself. And I think if that is how I'm remembered or regarded, I think that would be a success in my eyes.
Beautiful answers. Thank you so much for coming on, Black and a Half. Shogi, Khalil.
This was a pleasure.
In the Company of Women, now available video on demand, right, on Amazon Prime and other spots. Really, does anyone use any other ones now? Come on, we're all.
Is there anything else?
Go to Amazon.
Just go to Amazon, please, and give them their numbers. Any last words about the film? Any last words about the film that you want to say? Tell someone why to come. Why they got to get to their couch and watch this?
Absolutely. Show you go first.
So I think that this film has layers. I think that it's complex. It explores relationships. I think that it's a heartwarming film for men and women. I think it's a great date film. I think that people will leave it with a little bit more than they came in with. You know, they'll be thinking about some interesting concepts. So I think that's why people need to see it.
Khalil, any last words?
I think, you know, if you just want to, especially nowadays, if you just want to unplug and just go for, you know, a ride with these characters and just get lost in a movie, I think, you know, have some laughs, a couple tears. This is the movie for you. It's a movie for everybody. Just jump on the Bezos machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
go to Prime Video and watch it and just have a good time, you know, and just enjoy. You can watch it. What's cool about the film is that you can watch it with your grandparents, your parents, your significant other, you know, your children, depending on how old they are. You know what I mean? It's a film for everybody. It really is. And so it's just something that you can really, you know, sort of get lost in with these characters and go through the night with them and And I think it's just a feel good film.
And I'd say leave a little time after for discussion after you watch it. Cause I think this is a film that I think it brings up some topics that are great to discuss with your spouse and or significant others and others. So
very nice.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree. We leave at least 30 minutes.
Yeah. Awesome. So, again, thank you for coming on.
Phenomenal, Silas. Let's do it again.
All right.
I'd love to be here for an hour with you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, lock and a half.
Lock and a half.
Lock and a half. Live long and prosper.